What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is the first time you're tuning into this podcast, I want to welcome you here. It's a podcast about Minecraft updates, whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game, such as 1.21, the Armadillo and Wolf and Trial Chambers update, or if these are updates that we would like to see come to the game, like backpacks and sleeping bags and daggers, things like that. If either of those things are interesting to you at all, you're in the right place. And if you find yourself enjoying the podcast, please consider leaving a review maybe and subscribing on whatever platform you're listening to it on. And if you find yourself really enjoying it, why don't you consider sending it to a friend who might also enjoy it? So let's start off here with the Q&A segment. This is the segment in which I turn the spotlight on you guys, the listeners, and feature your comments, your ideas, and thoughts and opinions about Minecraft, all different kinds of topics within Minecraft. So a few episodes ago, I asked you guys, of the camel, horse, and donkey, which one is the least interesting to you and why? How would you improve it? Let's start here with NRG Turtle, and NRG Turtle says, the horse is the least interesting. I would give the horse a charge feature. It would speed forward, damaging and knocking back all mobs and players in its way. I feel like that would be really cool. I've long said that the horse needs to be a combat feature in Minecraft, even if it's just as simple as giving your attacks a little bit more power if you're attacking from a horseback. I think that would be cool, making the horse a little bit more relevant to the game, especially because it's competing against the Elytra for a spot when it comes to a transportation option. If we made it a combat thing, I feel like that would be really good. Pizza Ball says, the camel is a nightmare to navigate long distances with, and I don't care for the dash effect. I wish they could be bred to jump 5 blocks high like horses. And yeah, I haven't really played with the camel all that much, so the dash effect, I'm not sure exactly how people use that, except for, you know, jumping over rivers and kind of clearing gaps like that. I don't know if you get any verticality off of the dash or if it's just horizontal. If it's just horizontal, if you're dipping down a little bit, if you're jumping and then but you're dipping down, I don't see how that would be really good for jumping over ravines. But I've seen it being done, so I'm not sure how I feel about the camels. Anselm says, donkeys. They don't really do anything except for how they can have chests. For how rare they are, this is kind of unfair. They could make donkeys swim in water or something to make them better. Now, I would generally agree with this. However, I have seen people breed donkeys in a similar way that they do horses, to the point where the donkeys are really good at jumping and are really fast. So if you work at it, donkeys can actually be just as good as really good horses, but with the bonus of having an inventory. So I would almost side on the point that donkeys have the most potential in the game as far as being a really, really good steed kind of mob. However, I do like the idea of them being able to swim. I honestly like the idea of camels and horses being able to swim because they both can swim in real life. Especially horses are really good swimmers. So it's kind of silly that horses can't swim with somebody on their back in Minecraft. Micaiah says, the donkey is the most boring. I forgot that it exists. The horse is faster and the camel can carry 2 people. It's just outmatched even with the chest. To improve it, I think it should jump higher. Fun fact, another thing you might have forgotten is that the mule also exists in Minecraft. If you breed a donkey and a horse together, you could get a mule, which kind of combines the good of the donkey with the good of the horse in some ways. So that might be something to explore as well. James J. says, the camel needs a longer vertical boost, not by much, but maybe like 7 more blocks maximum, and it needs to stop taking random or uncalled for fall damage. Now, that might be a bug. I'm not sure because I really haven't played a lot with the camel. But if it's taking random uncalled for fall damage, that sounds like a bug to me. Torben says, donkey, it doesn't have much going for it, and in the end, I'm just going to use the Elytra. I wish we had some good mounts that could compete. I mean, that's kind of what frustrates me, as I've said before, about the Elytra. Not that the Elytra is a good option, but that it's just almost too good. There's no downside to the Elytra. Once you're in the position where you can get the Elytra, you're in the end game, and building a creeper farm doesn't seem that difficult to do. And so using the Elytra, putting Mindy on the Elytra, getting the firework rockets to use it, it's all part of the package. It just seems like it's such a good option that any other option that has any sort of downside or is any sort of pain to use is just like, why even use it? Even compared to running in the game. Now, this is usually how I get around in Minecraft. I usually don't even tame a horse to ride it. I usually just sprint everywhere I want to go, and I just make sure I have a good food supply. And it makes up for all of the difficulties that come with using a horse, and breeding up a horse to make a horse good enough to jump over rivers and things like that. So even when you compare it to just the player sprinting, as long as you have a good food source, your own mobility just as a player is almost competing with the mobility of having a rideable mob, just because of all the downsides that come with it. I would almost just take away all the downsides of a rideable mob. Let's have rideable mobs, you can swim with them, and somehow fix the issue with, you know, bumping your head or them not being able to fit through certain widths. And I feel like at that point, then you have a reason to go from sprinting around with a good food source to actually getting something that you could ride on. So at least rideable mobs become much more relevant in the mid game. And then you could graduate to Elytra, but I still want rideable mobs to be good for late game. I just don't know how that could happen. Lizzie says the donkey, in my opinion, is just a more rare version of the horse. I would make it have a little bit more health than a horse. Now, that's an interesting idea for a donkey to have more health than a horse. Kind of makes sense because you think of donkeys as being somewhat more sturdy than horses, a little bit more stout and hardworking. So I kind of like that idea. Heathy Keithy says, the donkey, it's harder to tame than the camel and horse. I would make it so that you can ride a baby donkey and it would go so fast. A baby donkey, now that's just a silly idea, but I don't hate it. Ryan Darkstormer says, the horse, they can't cross water and they are really tall, making it hard to do really any exploration with them. You also can't access your inventory while riding. Now, that's another thing too, the tallness factor of them. I don't know. I've heard it suggested, and I even liked the idea of trees generating taller so that the horse and the rider can actually fit underneath the leaves. And I don't think that would be something that Mojang would want to do, because that would just alter terrain generation drastically and really change the way Minecraft looks. Another suggestion that I thought of, is that, forests and places with trees could generate with like trails kind of cutting through them in a winding sort of way so that you can at least get through the biome with your horse, without having to like get off the horseback or without having to like cut a trail through the trees. I like that idea better, and it would alter the terrain less than changing the way trees generate. Either way would be quite a change to Minecraft generation. So I don't know which one that they would do. Maybe they're just content leaving horses unable to traverse through wooded areas. And finally, we have the Legender. The Legender says, probably the donkey. I don't think I've used one more than like twice in my whole 6 years of playing Minecraft. I would add more storage and make a special saddle. A special saddle, that would be interesting. I don't know how that would make the donkey more usable if you had to find a completely new saddle or even craft a completely new saddle to ride it. And more storage, maybe if the donkey could carry a double chest. That would not be something I would hate. Well, thank you guys for these ideas and opinions. And if you would like yours read out in an upcoming episode, go to this episode on Spotify, interact with the Q&A post there, or you can do that on the Discord. I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment. And I'll do my best to read as many of those as I can in a future episode. Speaking of the Discord, the link is in the description of this episode. Go over and join in on the conversations about Minecraft, Minecraft updates, ideas for future Minecraft updates, and even the One Block Challenge. If you don't know what the One Block Challenge is, it is a weekly challenge I do here on the podcast where I challenge you guys to come up with an idea for a new block for Minecraft. Based on a theme. This week's theme has been floating, and guys, today is the deadline. If you haven't turned in your idea for this week's One Block Challenge, you need to do that as soon as possible by the end of today, because today is the deadline. I will announce next week's theme tomorrow's episode, so stay tuned for that. Well, let's get into the main discussion of this episode. Today is Wednesday. And what that means is we're going to be continuing the series on the hypothetical pets and friends update that I've been coming up with over the course of the past several Wednesdays. This might be the last one we do on this particular update. Next Wednesday, I might start tackling a new one because I feel like we're getting to the end of anything that you could possibly change about pets and friendly or neutral NPCs. Because that's what this update has been about. It's been about the pets, and then it's about the NPCs in Minecraft that usually don't bother you. Maybe unless you bother them, or they just don't care about you at all, or maybe they're just outright friendly to you. So here's what we've done so far in this Pets and Friends update. First of all, we've said that pets can respawn if connected to a pet bed. That way, we don't really have to worry so much about when our pets die. If they're connected to a pet bed, they'll respawn back at that bed. We've introduced copper horns, or reintroduced them, brought them back from the time that they were scrapped, and gave them a new purpose in giving commands to pets so that your pets can finally do what you want them to do. When it comes to villagers, we've introduced the flute item. When played, it causes unemployed or green robe villagers to follow you. That way, moving villagers around is not so difficult. Villagers, to keep them safe, now they avoid caves and other environmental dangers such as lava and fire. Villagers will generate with more basic fortification and more light to keep them safe. And golems, iron golems, and snow golems are faster, and iron golems would spawn in more numbers to protect villages better. Friendly, neutral, and hostile NPCs would have thought bubbles that pop up above their heads to communicate useful clues and to give them a little bit more personality. And these would not be words, they would be more pictographs, things like that. For the allays, we would allow the allays to ride on the player's shoulders so that moving them around and having them follow you is less of a hassle. Allays would either adopt a village as their home or have their own kind of home consisting of certain blocks, like a jukebox, in order for allays to feel more like NPCs and less like pets. I feel like that's really, really needed. And lastly, we said that the duplication feature for allays should be hinted at through context clues, such as where you find them. Maybe you find little context clues, or through thought bubbles that the allay give you clues as to how to duplicate allays. So that's what we've done in this update so far in general. We've done a few other little things, but that was the main stuff. Now we're going into two other subjects that I feel like would round out this topic very well. First of all, we have the Wandering Traders. The Wandering Traders are NPCs that I don't really know how to place them. We need to define whether or not Wandering Traders are villager variants or if they're something completely different. And I've made the decision just for this update, we're going to decide that they are kind of like villagers. I like the idea of them being former villagers, so that they once were villagers, now they basically left the village and they're wandering around the world. Maybe unemployed villagers or green robe villagers can transform into traders. This might be a good way to start farming wandering traders. And here's two ways that this could happen. First, If they come into contact with a naturally generating wandering trader, and they gossip. So, you know, villagers have this gossip feature where they actually meet in the village center and they talk about the player. And that can determine whether or not the player gets discounts or if the player actually has to pay more, depending how the player has been behaving towards the villagers. If the gossip feature can be applied to wandering traders, and if a villager or an unemployed villager and a wandering trader actually gossip, the unemployed villager has a chance to transform into a wandering trader. So this would be able to happen organically. Another way that this could happen is that if a non-employed villager or a green-robed villager is spit on by a llama, the villager would then transform into a wandering trader. This would give the player more control over the transformation, and so that you can more intentionally farm wandering traders. But also, it'd be kind of humorous that llama spit basically transforms a villager into a wandering trader. I don't know. I feel like that would be a comical way that this could happen. And either way, this would solidify the wandering trader as an extended part of the villager family. In the same way pillagers are part of the illager family, I feel like the wandering trader would just basically fill that same role. Other than that, I would really love to see more friendly or neutral NPCs. We only really have the two or three, if you're counting the wandering trader as something completely different. We have the villager, the wandering trader, and the Allay. I would like to see something else. And honestly, if it was up to me, I would just say the Rascal. The Rascal was a mob that was up for a mob vote long ago. It did not win. I think it honestly should have won. It was actually in the same mob vote as, I want to say, the Sniffer. The Sniffer won. I think I voted for a Golem in that vote. And honestly, I should have voted for the Rascal. The Rascal is a great idea for a mob. And it is an NPC. It's not an animal, and it's not a mindless golem. It's its own creature with its own, you know, intelligence and life. It's a character in the game. It's not just an animal. So that's why I like it. This is how I would add the Rascal. The Rascal would generate, obviously, a mind shafts, just like they said in the mob vote. The mind shafts would actually generate with a room that would act as the Rascal's sort of hideout, its base of operations. Maybe you find them around this little room that generates in the mine shaft. Giving the Rascal an amethyst shard would begin a game of hide and seek. Might be hinted at by a thought bubble. And if you don't know, originally when they were talking about the Rascal, they said that the Rascal would play a game of hide and seek with you. If you find the Rascal three times, it would give you a reward. That was the basic idea behind the Rascal. So the way that this would work in this update, the Rascal would teleport after you initiate a game of hide and seek. It would teleport away, not too far, and disguise itself as a block. If the player can find the Rascal three times, maybe by right-clicking on the block you think the Rascal is, the Rascal would offer the player three options for a reward, almost as if it's giving you three wishes or something. One option would be a gear item. This could be armor, this could be a weapon, this could be a tool. Another option would be an enchanted book, maybe even mending, things like that. And the other option would be a certain amount of experience points. This could be a great way to get a lot of experience points. After playing hide and seek with the player, the Rascal would go on a long cooldown, maybe an hour, just so that you can't constantly farm them for more stuff. Maybe also incentivizing you to go find another Rascal to play with. So it would be like an hour before the game of hide and seek can be played again. Rascals would not only interact with the player, I think that they should interact with other things in the game. So for the Enderman, I had this idea. Rascals will disguise themselves in the presence of the Enderman, like hiding from them, like they're scared of them. Although the Enderman won't attack the Rascal. You could use this to kind of come up with lore if you would want to. Also, Rascals will fight spiders and cave spiders using pickaxes, and Rascals would also be immune to poison, so they could actually handle fighting the cave spiders. If Rascals are low health, they would go into block form. They would basically transform or disguise themselves as a block until they heal. So they're kind of like the axolotl in that way, able to sort of go into this neutral stance until they heal up. Rascals will play hide and seek with Allays and villager children to kind of give them a little bit more personality. And they will also annoy adult villagers and wandering traders, as if the adult villagers are like, ah, this little idiot who lives in the mines, that we don't like them. Maybe they have a bad influence on our kids. That kind of attitude. I feel like the rascal needs to live up to its name in that way. Rascals would also hide from illagers, furthering the idea that this is a good aligned mob, but not something that is necessarily. It's not as pacifist as a villager in that it will actually fight spiders and cave spiders, but it is, it will not be able to fight illagers because it's just not strong enough. So the rascal, kind of a trickster, somebody you want to find in the mineshaft, especially if there's spiders around. Maybe they could somehow accompany you on your adventure and take down spiders with you and be your friend in battle. But also they're tricksters, you know, they play games with you, they offer a reward if you win, and they annoy the heck out of adult villagers. anyway, so that is a friendly NPC that I would like to bring to the game. I feel like it's just a missed opportunity not adding this to the game. I hope to see the Rascal in a future update. Speaking of updates, that will finish the Pets and Friends update. And that'll bring us to the end of this episode. So send me your questions, comments, and ideas, and let me know if you've liked this update that I've created. And anything that you think needs to be updated in Minecraft, let me know, and I might do a Wednesday series on it. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I've been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I will see you at Bedrock.